on the Cyclone Sports Network. Welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, presented by Applebee's, home of the original 2 for 20. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Hy-Vee, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone football. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. It's time for the Cyclone Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
And hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar in Ames. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a full show for you tonight. Our guest co-host is John Quinn from the Cyclone Radio Network. And our first guest tonight is Matt Campbell, and Jamie Pollard will be along a little bit later in the show. And if you have questions or comments, use hashtag CyCorner on Twitter, hashtag CyCorner, and we'd love to get to a few of your questions throughout the night as well. But we'll get it started here with Matt. And, Coach, obviously an opportunity to learn coming out of last Saturday. You've learned coming out of a tight win. Now you try to learn coming out of a tight loss, and I think several valuable lessons in there to be learned, but a lot of good snaps of football on Saturday.
Well, you know, I think the first part of that is it's game number two, and I think that's the thing about the early part of the football season is you continue to learn about who this team is and what this team's got the ability to continue to do as it goes forward. And, you know, you're right. There's about 85% of that videotape that's outstanding. There's a lot of really good moments of that videotape that you look, you watch, and yet there's those 15% of that videotape that are critical in when you talk about precision and you talk about detail that it takes to win big games and it takes to win period in college football at this level, and the opportunity to make that play, and those things didn't occur. And, you know, it's like I told our kids on Sunday that I felt this afterwards. I was really proud of our kids. I thought we handled a lot of things throughout that day, throughout the week, and I thought there was moments where we played some of our best football that we've played. Yep. But I also said if we want to be the team that we want to become and we want to do the things that we have aspirations to do, we got to learn from the failures, and failure is going to happen. It happens in football. It happens in life. It happens to all of us every day. We're defined by how we respond to it. And I think this is a group of kids that I really look to responding with, because there is, I think there's a sincere intent of who they want to become, and a really good meeting on Sunday, and look forward to getting back on the practice field this week with them.
You mentioned 85 and 15%. What's kind of a goal? I mean, what would you know, because you mentioned it too. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be perfect on every play. So what do you kind of strive for? Is 90% a really good day, or 92%? What's kind of a
Yeah, I think right in there, and you know, I think the hard part about it is it's the criticalness of some of those areas as well, and I think that's probably what showed up more than anything, is it's the when and the criticalness of when some of those failures occurred in the football game. You know, offensively, we drive the football inside the 35-yard line four times and come away with 3 points. Yeah. You know, defensively, 3rd and 22, 3rd and 11, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 9, critical moments. Yeah. Two balls where we've got our hands on them, and opportunities to end the football game or to win the game, and it doesn't happen. And then special teams, you know, you have two errors that occur, and both of them are sincere effort. You know,
right.
they're sincere effort, but it's a late call here or communication detail there that those are the moments, and those are the opportunities, and you know, those are things that, again, we continue to strive both as players but as coaches. How can we do better? And I said afterwards, it starts with me. You know, where do I continue to help our team and our coaches find the way to win those moments? Because that will be the difference, and it has been the difference for us when we've won those games, and it's also been the difference when we've lost, and we got to continue to pound away to be the best version of us in those areas.
John, jump in there.
Well, you know, Coach, we talked before the show about the growth of this team, and the fact that it's those details that you keep talking about, and it was the attention to those details, as you mentioned, that allowed us to be successful when we didn't quite have the talent level. And now that we do, it was the attention or the lack of attention to detail that, you know, to me, cost us the game.
Sure.
You know, in critical moments, like you said. But the thing about it is that I was so impressed about was the offensive line and the defensive line, because we've always talked in the past about how Iowa controls the line of scrimmage, and we did that this game. And this team, to me, is filled with potential.
Right.
There's so many positives that came out of this loss that I look to the future, and John and I were talking about it. We'll give the Iowa game up. We want that Big 12 championship, and this team has the talent for that. We can play with anybody.
Right.
You know, when you look at it, we're the only team that in the last 3 years that hasn't lost by more than 14 points. There's two other teams in the nation like that can say that. That's how dedicated and committed your staff is.
Right.
That's the talent level we have. Can you talk about what now the Iowa game's gone?
Right.
Now you got to build for the future. And what steps are you taking now to look towards this Big 12 championship?
Well, you know, I think one of the huge things for us was just to continue to identify in this football game. It's only the second game we've got to play, and we've practiced for 6 weeks. And I think one of the neat things for us is you continue to uncover under the lights in critical moments who can do. And, you know, some guys really stepped up in that football game. You know, you talk about the performance of Trevor Downing, his first college start playing against that defensive front in a critical moment, did some incredible things. Colin Olson moving the center, I thought, had a phenomenal football game. You know, there were some guys defensively that got opportunities. Amici Walker got into the football game and did some great things for us in the secondary. Braxton Lewis came back, and it was great to have Braxton back. You know, Kane really, I thought, made another huge step at the running back position for us. And so I think the first thing it's got to start is who can do what for this team to be the best version of itself it can be. Because there's some question marks going into any season that you want to see those questions get answered. And I thought a lot got answered throughout the game on Saturday. And then I think it goes back on us as coaches. Number one, our staffs to continue to mold the best version of our talent to the scheme of what we want to get accomplished to allow us to win games. And then it's my job to take the culture of our team constantly and evaluate what's the best plan week in and week out that'll allow us to be the best version of us. And so I think that's it going forward. And we continue to learn. And that's the great thing about college football. Like, every team is different. And if you do want to maximize the success and the talent in your program year in and year out, you've got to be willing to adapt and change and consistently look at how you can do that week in and week out, because it's going to be a stretch run here now, 6 weeks in a row, and we'll have to be our best each and every Saturday.
Let's talk a little bit more about Kane, because, first of all, the offensive line gave him some very good holes to run through, but I also felt like I've always been excited when he gets the ball outside, but I thought he ran inside pretty well. And I also thought when you talked earlier in the season about the one thing you look for in a running back more than anything else is vision, I thought he had very good vision in that football game.
Yeah, you know, I think Kane, and the challenge for Kane a little bit is he was dinged up in fall camp. You know, if you go back to Kane's spring, and you were at spring practice, boy, the guy that jumped out of spring practice was Kane Nwangu. He had an incredible spring. And he gets to fall camp, really the first scrimmage, really good scrimmage. Later in that scrimmage, hurts his hamstring, and it kind of had hindered him through the early part of the season, and, you know, kind of, you know, didn't do a whole lot in the UNI game. It was a spark for us in the second half, but didn't, you know, maybe get where he would have had he been healthy. And so I think just for Kane, it's been great to get him back in the flow of things. He had a really good week of practice going into last week's football game. You know, the second part of it for Kane is his growth at the running back position. Kane's always been fast, but I think what you said, John, about doing all the things, catching the ball in the backfield, blocking, and then having the ability to run the football, you know, those are things that we're really excited about what Kane brings to the table. And he's different. He's certainly different than David. And he's got some qualities, speed. He's got that elite strength that he's got the ability to run through tackles. And you saw some of that on Saturday as well.
He did show that for sure. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. John Quinn is our guest host today, and we're visiting with Matt Campbell. And we're going to come back. Don't forget your questions or comments on Side Corner, hashtag Side Corner on Twitter. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. Working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers. Your farm, your family, our focus.
Every day you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Most Americans don't think about where their food comes from, but farmers sure do, and so do we. But we're doing more than just think about it. We are Corteva Agriscience. We're helping farmers achieve higher yields with seed technology options, with a complete crop protection portfolio, and digital insights driven by data. This is the next generation of farming for the next generation of farmers. Not everyone has to think so much about food and how it's grown, because there's one company that does. Corteva Agriscience. Keep growing.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with winter discount season underway, now's the time to start planning for next year. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Abraham Lincoln once famously said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Well, here in Iowa, we respectfully disagree. Thousands of households across this great state continue to stand tall, despite being divided on whether to cheer for the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones. It's a passion that endures our entire lives. Iowa's corn farmers are equally passionate about growing the corn that is used in thousands of everyday products. Iowa's corn farmers are proud to sponsor the Iowa Corn Cyhawks Series. It's more than a game, it's everything. Learn more about Iowa corn at iowacorn.org.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Applebee's. This year, the Cyclone Coaches and Applebee's are raising awareness and money for a great family support group at Children and Families of Iowa. Visit any Iowa Applebee's to learn how you can help. And we're visiting with Matt Campbell, and our guest co-host tonight is John Quinn from the Cyclone Radio Network. And we've asked for your questions via hashtag CyCorner on Twitter. The first one comes in, and it's for John. And it says, it's from Jared. He says, John, Louisiana Monroe was your season opening game in 1980 when the Cyclones racked up 348 yards on the ground in a 42-7 win. What memories do you have from that game?
Well, as old as I am, not many, John.
Three total.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, we had a great team back then and a lot of fun. They weren't as talented back then as they are today, and that's the thing. I mean, you look at the games that they played already this year, and they played some phenomenal football and presented some great challenges. And I'm sure that Matt can talk a little bit more about them, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I said this earlier to our team, and I said this on our Big 12 conference call, really the most talented in terms of skill players that we have seen so far this year. And, you know, you're a senior quarterback who has won a lot of football games. He can run it. He can throw it. A really dynamic playmaker, coupled by maybe one of the best running backs that we've seen or will see this year.
Josh Johnson, yeah.
Playing really good football for him, a veteran offensive line, five guys that are all back for that offensive front. And then you flip it on the defensive side, and the majority of their defense back. They're an aggressive defense. They're, you know, a lot of pressure trying to create havoc and, you know, trying to create turnovers. And to be honest with you, you look at their last game in Florida State, you know, huge turnovers and, you know, so many points off of those. And so it's going to, they're a team that provides a total different dynamic to our program and our football team than we've had to play in the first 2 weeks. So it'd be a really great challenge for us.
Yeah, that game against Florida State, they scored what would have been the tying touchdown to force another overtime, but missed the extra point. That's a tough way to lose a football game. Then they had a bye week last week. I saw them against Grambling. They looked very sharp there. And you mentioned it, Coach. You know, that's a part of the country where there's a lot of talent.
Right.
There's a lot of talent in that area. And they've capitalized on that. They have good talent.
Well, and you know, the history of their head football coach, you know, he's built programs in the past. You can see what he's doing within this program. And, again, I've always said good programs, you can tell how their kids play and the effort that they play with. And this group believes, and they play with great effort right now. So, again, I think another great challenge for Iowa State football this coming Saturday.
It'll be a Hall of Fame weekend as well. And six new members will be inducted into the Hall of Fame Friday night into Saturday. And one of those is Seneca Wallace, and I'm just really excited for him, Matt, and he gives a lot back to your program, I know, but very deserving, and man, you talk about a great player at Iowa State, no doubt.
Well, hey, obviously the player part of it, I think, you know, speaks for itself, but hey, what you hit on, just who he is, what he's done for our program, what he's done in terms of, you know, back this weekend talking in a recruiting forum. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that always has found time to give back or make a difference, whether it's our players, whether it's our program, whether it's how do we better ourselves. He's been there with us every step of the way. And I really do appreciate that because he certainly doesn't have to do it, but he's been fantastic to us.
He's a great ambassador for Iowa State. In fact, when he was on the game day show, just did a phenomenal job.
And, he did.
You know, it was very entertaining, but yet, you know, he's very sincere, and you could tell his passion and love for Iowa State. And that's what permeated through that whole interview, at least I thought anyway.
I agree.
But and he's just a great guy, too. You know, I remember, you know, I was doing the radio sideline and, you know, watching him play and some of the things that he could do on the field. It was magic.
Yeah.
It really was. But to be honest with you, Brock Purdy, for a young man.
Yeah.
We're number 15.
Yeah. That individual can play football.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about him and the Iowa game and then what you see in the future?
Yeah. You know, I it's so fun to coach great players. And, you know, Brock is the talent is one thing, but the intent to be the best every day and every second. And to be honest with you, every play, it's really fun to watch. And, you know, just his growth, even from game one this season to game two, I thought he was incredible Saturday night. And, you know, his ability to run the football, his ability to improvise, I think where he's made such a great growth is in the passing game. You can see the ball getting out of his hand. You can see him in great rhythm. You can see, you're starting to see the relationship, I think, Coach Manning and then some of the things that he's brought and the work and the time and the effort through the spring and the summer that Brock's put into owning the offense. Those things are starting to come to fruition, and he's made great players, and John, you know this, great quarterbacks make everybody else around him better, and you're seeing guys get better around him too because of the level of play he demands when you step out the practice field.
You know, the one thing I noticed was when we were playing you and I, he's got a little bit of Brett Favre, that gambler in him, you know.
Yeah,
he's fourth and one, and he's got that option to hand off or throw,
and he
chose the pass.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I love that. You know, I know you weren't saying that because we could have gotten the first down.
Yeah. But I didn't love that as much. But, you know, it's so funny you said that because of my conversation to Coach Manning after that play was exactly what you said. Hey, listen, if you give him the pass option, he's taking it. So just don't give it to him anymore. So
that's perfect.
Yeah, maybe that's not perfect in those words, but kind of. In those words. Yeah.
Well, he is. And Coach Manning uses the term accelerated vision. And Brock says that's something that he feels like he's really come along. And it's kind of an oxymoron because it's accelerated vision means that the game's slowing down.
Yeah.
So your vision's speeding up, but the game's slowing down. But that seems to be happening for Brock.
There's no question. And it's fun to watch that happen because the talent we all saw a year ago, but now you put the ownership of the entirety of the offense around him. It's only going to be so much. It's going to be a real joy to watch him just continue to grow and develop within the offense. And, you know, it's great that there's some great consistency around him right now, and it's fun to watch.
Well, it's not just his athleticism. It's his leadership ability. Yeah. The team believes in him.
No doubt.
And not only that, but every fan believes in him. They're just expecting him to come through in the big play and create something magical thing there. But, yeah, fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a joy to coach. And, you know, again, you hit the nail on the head too, John, on the fact of it's not just the player, it's the person, who he is. I think great people have this great foundation underneath them that they know who they are and they're not trying to be somebody else. And from the day I've met Brock Purdy, he's always had a great foundation of knowing exactly who he is and what he stands for.
John mentioned the offensive line earlier. How'd they grade out?
You know, I thought obviously in this series and in a big game, it's one of the best that I've seen this offensive line play in a long time. And were we perfect? No. Were there? I thought the challenge of a redshirt freshman in his first start, and you know, the first time starting for Colin Olsen at center. There were a couple, you know, a couple little things that occurred in the game with those two. But boy, the overall product, we're physical. Our run blocking continues to grow at a great rate. And I thought where we made a great step in this football game was the ability to protect the quarterback. And you take that against a team that's got elite pressure to put pressure on the quarterback, whether it's with their blitz packages or certainly with their four-man front. And, you know, I thought Bryce Meeker and I thought Julian Good-Jones really stepped up to the occasion. And both those guys did a great job. And a credit, again, when it goes bad sometimes, too, is when it goes good sometimes, those tight ends and those tailbacks and the quarterback really putting those guys in great position to be successful as well.
We're going to come back in just a moment, but we want to remind Cyclone fans to stop at Size Locker Room to gear up for game day. Size Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. And we encourage your questions or comments with hashtag CyCorner on Twitter. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Applebee's after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is proud to sponsor Cyclone Athletics, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. John Quinn, our guest host tonight. Matt Campbell is our guest. We're going to have Jamie Pollard along in just a moment. John, you have something else in mind to talk to Coach about?
Yeah, I do, Coach. I'm an offensive guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, Greg Eisworth, that kid is an athlete.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at he led the team in tackles. Lawrence White had a great game too. Jaquan Bailey. I mean, that defense, I am so impressed with the athleticism, but not only that, the physicality of them this year. That to me is the bigger difference in this defense is the physicality. Yeah. They're not letting anybody push anybody around. And I'm telling you what, they came to play and they hit hard. And I was thoroughly impressed. Can you talk about Greg and the impact he has on that defense and the leadership he provides?
Yeah, and I think the starting point impact on the team is that leadership, you know, and I'll talk about the play here in a second. But again, Greg's one of those guys that he really has a great understanding who Greg Eisworth is. He is driven to be the best. His work ethic how he prepares, the time and the commitment that he puts into his craft. And then he's also got that unique leadership ability trait where he's got the ability to bring others with him. You know, I think the impact that he's had on Lawrence and the impact that he's had, you know, on Justin Bickham coming in. And, you know, he's been a guy that he has the ability to hold others up. And I think that's a powerful trait in a great leader. And Greg's got that great ability. And then you talk about the play. I mean, what we're asking Greg Eisworth to do as a player is probably more than anybody in our program. You know, he plays one of those positions where there's so much involved with what he does snap to snap. And then the physicality that we ask him to play with from snap to snap. You know, sometimes as a defensive back, there's a couple of, the ball doesn't come your way on a pass play. You get a play off. The ball goes the other way in the run game. You, at least physically, you get a play off. Well, all of a sudden, you're in the middle of this thing, almost like the Mike linebacker at times, and you are smack dab in every play physically. And the wear and tear that it can have on Greg at times is astronomical, but you never know it because he comes with the same spirit and the same intent every day. And he's as special as they come, and he's certainly a catalyst to why we're able to play great defense.
I think he might have been the best player on the field on Saturday. It was impressive what he did. We'll come back with more of that. Campbell, we got one more segment with him, and then Jamie Pollard will be along. More on the Cyclone Coach's Corner from Applebee's after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Flu season. It'll get here before you know it. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Save yourself some worry and get your flu shot today. Plus, use your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas. There's no appointment necessary, so why wait for the flu to get you? Visit your Hy-Vee pharmacy and get your flu shot plus your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount today. Some restrictions apply.
You're not only producing food and fuel for America and the world, you're creating a legacy that will have a positive impact for generations to come. I'm Shannon Latham, and just like you, the family of Latham High-Tech Seeds, from production professionals to researchers, agronomists to dealers, is committed to building a legacy through our work, helping you produce bountiful yields in a sustainable manner. Let's grow together. See us at LathamSeeds.com or call us at 877-GO-LATHAM.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Why choose between the technology you need and the seed company you prefer? With Rob Seco, you don't have to. Our independence lets us bring you the trait technology you need, like the Enlist E3 and the LibertyLink GT27 systems, AgriSure Duracade, AgriSure Viptera, AgriSure Artesian, and more. So you have the independence to plant what you want. The technology you need from the people you trust. Rob Seco. Visit robseco.com to find a representative near you.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichard and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. We're at the Ames Applebee's. Applebee's is home of Iowa's best dinner value, 2 for $22. A full-size appetizer and two entrees, including steak, only $22. Good all day, every day at any Iowa Applebee's. And John Quinn is our guest host tonight, and we're visiting with Matt Campbell, and then we'll have Jamie Pollard along. And I know we'll touch on the game day thing quite a bit with Jamie, and that's fine. But Matt, before we put this thing to bed, and I know you're ready to move on, but that was a cool thing for Iowa State University, and it was a great showcase for your football program. And I think a lot of people put a lot of energy into making sure that it was really handled well. And then the best thing about it, the whole deal, was all the people that stayed. I mean, unbelievable that the fans stayed to the very end on a long day like that.
Honestly, John, I think coming back out after that second delay and just what environment are you getting?
Right.
What's that going to feel like? And it was like, wow, this is why this place is so special. And, you know, I'm beyond grateful. I know I said it right afterwards. That was maybe the most powerful part of Saturday, in my opinion. And not that I'm shocked or not that I'm surprised, because I know the loyalty that this fan base has had for a long time. And, you know, they just have to know how much of an impact it has on our kids and our coaches, because it does make a difference. And, you know, I know I've said this, you know, it was having game day here is just to be a little bit of a gift back to say, man, thank you guys for what you've done, because you've helped build all of this. And you're right, we've got a great administrative team. Obviously, Jamie, I know we'll talk about it, but it starts with him and it trickles down with everybody else, that, you know, the time and the effort that they put on to doing things here the right way, you appreciate it. And I think the country got to see a little bit of that on Saturday. And, you know, that part's outstanding and really great for the future of our program as well.
Proud day for a lot of Cyclones, John.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? When I played, we used to park the buses on the south side of the stadium, and they allowed the student body to come into that stadium early on. And the team would walk in front of the student body, and even back then, that would just provide so much motivation and focus for the players. And they never really – you couldn't tell them enough how important it was.
Yeah.
That's the exact same thing that I saw Saturday, too. Yeah. I mean, not only with game day and the support there and all the fans, but just them sticking through all the adversity, just like the players faced.
No question.
And they wanted to see that team perform.
No doubt.
And that's what it's about. And you're right. It is so special here, and it's so unique. And I know you know it. You feel like it's an honor, a privilege to be a part of it. We all do, to be honest
Absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely.
And to all the fans out there, thank you so much for what they do.
No,
to
come
make
back
this
Saturday.
Place. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, come back this week, because you're going to get to see a pretty good football game.
Yeah.
No question. Well, Coach, so many of the positives. One that really jumped out at me was, and I had a feeling this might happen, to see Tariq Milton have a big game.
Yeah.
It was a little bit quiet week one. But, man, he's a guy that can make plays down the field, and that was fun to see him do it.
Well, I mean, I thought his best game as a Cyclone, you know, and you talk about great players have this unique ability to step up in the big moment. And I thought, you know, Tariq, you just saw it even in practice, that intent, and you saw even after week one, it continued to rise. And, you know, he and Brock have a great connection. And it started last year, and it went through the spring, and it went through the summer. And it's really fun to watch Tariq really go out and have one of those moments, because I think it's only going to light that fire going forward here and only strengthen that bond between those two. And, you know, LaMichael Petway continues to do really special things. And, you know, it's fun to right now to see the level of play of you know, what DeShante's doing, and DeShante's playing really good football for this football team as well.
Yeah, that is fun to see. I'll tell you what else was fun to see was David Montgomery getting the end zone yesterday for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I figured you'd be fired up about
that. I was kind of fired up about that,
But, and a good kick at the end, too.
Now I was really fired up about that. But, this is awesome to see, and to see the smile on his face when they showed that shot right after that kick went through. And nobody was happier about that win than he was.
No doubt.
cool to see him getting his opportunities and making the most of them.
Yeah, you know, David is such a special young man. And, you know, I texted him early this morning and got a text right back. And if I know David, he was landed and probably heading into the facility to continue to prove people wrong, if I know David. But that's what makes him really special. And it's why I had no doubt that he's going to be really successful at that level, because David demands the best of him every day, and David brings the best of him every day. And he's, you know, not only obviously a great football player, but an amazing human being and one of the great Cyclones.
I want to ask you about one more thing before we let you go, and we'll let John kind of chime in on this, but the mentor program. John, I know you've been a part of it. It's something really special at Iowa State, and everybody who I've ever talked to that's done it has gotten great reward from being able to be asked to be one of those mentors, and they've gotten a lot out of it, but I know the players have gotten a ton out of it. John, what's your experience with that program?
Oh, it's just phenomenal. I got three athletes there that they're not just athletes. They are just great young men. Lawrence White, Jaquan Bailey, Sheldon Crony. You couldn't ask for better men and representatives of the university. They came down to the police department. They did a ride-along with the officers, went through the FATS machines, the firearm simulator. And just to see the reaction of those guys and their interaction with my people, it was phenomenal. I mean, when they left, every officer that they met said, we got to hire them. I mean, that's cool. How special they are, and that's what they mean to the university and the football program. But, Matt, thanks so much for that. Yeah. I mean, it means so much not only to the former players, but I think it means much to the program and the growth, because football ends.
No doubt.
And you know what? Life begins, and it's looking beyond that, and that's what the university is doing, preparing these young men for life.
No question. And, John, I thank you back. You know, number one, what an amazing opportunity to have some of our great alumni, our former players that are excelling at life. They're great leaders, and obviously John's one of the great examples of that, and it's so grateful to have somebody like John in our program to do that. And to have our kids be impacted, it's great, because you talk about the opportunity to maybe make some connections and get internship opportunities. Yeah. That's awesome. But equally awesome is to have some of these people to help guide and mentor and continue to pour into these young people at such a critical time in life. And, you know, I John's right. I remember when the last day of football ends and you – all those support facets that we all have and we're fortunate to have, and young men at this level are really fortunate to have, the tutoring and the coaching and then it all goes away and you say, man, where did that all go and what am I going to do with my life? And I'm so passionate that these young people leave our program and be ready to excel and be ready to be great fathers, husbands, go win in terms of being the best version of themselves they can be. And, you know, that's one of the greatest things this mentor program has done, is it's only enhanced every part of that.
Coach, I got one thing to tell you. I asked you to come down to talk to my team, all my officers, and you graciously accepted. And not only that, I invited every chief in the metro and around the state, and they came in there, and they were so excited to have you there to hear your philosophy on life, leadership, overcoming adversity. But the funniest part about that, John, was that as he walks into where the venue was, they had a daycare there, and all the kids came out. They grabbed Coach Campbell, took him into their teacher and said, Mrs. So-and-so, this is Coach Campbell. And you spent some time with them and also her, and it was so special. It just warmed my heart to see that. But there's so many things that you do that the fan base doesn't get a chance to see.
That's a great point.
You have such an impact on all the players, the fans. But, you know, the sacrifices you make against your family, too, are very much appreciated. Right. Also, we talked about that, off the radio. And you're just a special guy.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to have you around and to be able to be a part of what you've created. I know John and I feel very special and
Absolutely.
Very thankful about it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And you know this. It takes all of us. And that's what's special about Iowa State. And it is what will continue to spearhead us forward, is all of us going in the same direction, caring about each other. And we're fortunate to have that.
Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
All right, Jamie Pollard will be up next. We'll be back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner from Applebee's after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
You are a farmer, and you give the land purpose. You manage it, protect it, make it productive. You help feed the world. We are Corteva Agriscience. Like you, our sole focus is agriculture, offering advancements in seed, crop protection, and digital agriculture. Together, we can show this world what we can make of it. Learn more at Corteva.us.
Abraham Lincoln once famously said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Well, here in Iowa, we respectfully disagree. Thousands of households across this great state continue to stand tall, despite being divided on whether to cheer for the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones. It's a passion that endures our entire lives. Iowa's corn farmers are equally passionate about growing the corn that is used in thousands of everyday products. Iowa's corn farmers are proud to sponsor the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series. It's more than a game. It's everything. Learn more about Iowa corn at iowacorn.org.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust, partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
It's truck month in the Northland, which means now is the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a Ford truck. The only truck brand built to brave the wildest conditions and roughest terrain that the Northland can throw at you. From the adventure-ready Ranger to the monstrously powerful Super Duty and the legendary F-150. Now during truck month, get huge total savings and some of the best lease payments of the year on a new F-150, Super Duty, or Ranger. Go online to buyfordnow.com, then visit your local Northland Ford dealer for a test drive today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
And welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner live from Applebee's. Tuesday night is all you can eat riblets night for $12.99 at any Iowa Applebee's. Your home for the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Our thanks to Matt Campbell. He hung around even for a couple extra minutes as we really appreciate his time tonight. And we're visiting now with Jamie Pollard. We appreciate his time as well. And Jamie, we're coming off a really, truly special weekend in the history of Iowa State athletics. Almost super special, but certainly special regardless. And it was just neat.
It really was. And a big thank you to our fans. You know, the turnout on Saturday was just phenomenal, both in and out of the stadium. And that was just really neat to see. There was a vibe Saturday that was like none other that I've ever seen. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, how can you ever top that? And we sometimes figure out how to top that. So it was just, it was really neat. The game day exposure, priceless. You know, the weather, you know, probably just adds to the memory of the day. I mean, I would have gladly done without it, but it is what it is. We got the game in. That was most important. So, you know, in the outcome of the game, you know, as I said last week repeatedly, and I told Coach and his assistants after the game, you know, the one thing that we do know will happen is Sunday will come. And Sunday did come. And we'll get through this. You know, you're disappointed because you lost. But our leadership, our culture, and our perspective will get us through this. I'm not worried about that at all. And, you know, you don't have to look very far. I sent it to you, John, you know, to look to the other side. And they lost. Kirk lost his first four times he played the Cyclones, right, including the year four, which they went undefeated in the Big Ten and went 11-1, and we were their only loss. And so I told Matt, last time I checked, this is year four for you. So everything we want to do is still in front of us.
Well, nobody liked the weather, and you're looking for a silver lining. Okay, here's the silver lining. It gave Iowa State's incredible fan base one more opportunity to prove just how special they are, and they came through with flying colors on that one.
Phenomenal that they came back. The students, I mean, I'm going to say it here. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, watching the student section, that the students that stayed in the stands, I'm going, what are their mothers thinking right now? You know, you're putting your life at risk by being out there in the rain with lightning. But they were phenomenal. And that was the group that I wondered if they'd come back. Mm-hmm. And they came back. And, the rest of the stadium was packed. And, you know, what was interesting, too, John, is a year ago with the South Dakota State game, the number one complaint after the game was, you guys were ill-prepared to get us all up into the concourse and out of the rain and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't get one of those this time. So I know we made some adjustments. Either we made adjustments and there weren't issues, or we made adjustments and people also were just more ready for it and understood what it was and what it wasn't. So it was nice to see that part of it. So,
well, if that wasn't the number one complaint, I'm sure something else took its place. So what was the number one
complaint? Yeah, there complaint? Always is, right?
Yeah, right. What was the number one complaint?
We could win the national championship and there'll be complaints. But in fairness, so the number one thing coming out of this weekend is just Wi-Fi connectivity, because all 61,000 people wanted to get radar. It's tough enough in the stadium to have connectivity for everybody, but when everybody's trying to download pictures, post their pictures, their videos from ESPN Game Day, it overwhelms the system, despite the fact that, extra antennas have been put in. And, it's a common problem amongst college facilities, because a fix to improve it is, you're probably looking at $3 to $4 million investment, which I've been told. And probably another $1 million every other year just to keep the technology current. And that's tough to justify over 5 or 6 weekends. So that was probably the number one. But likewise, there were some things that, were we perfect? Absolutely not. Were most fans patient and understanding? Yes. We probably erred in opening the lots at 5 o'clock. I mean, we did it with good intentions, trying mm-hmm. to be very fan friendly. And sometimes trying to be fan friendly, you err, because we weren't staffed up. We weren't ready for it. We ran into, shift changes with the police, and there were just unintended consequences that nobody really just anticipated, because the lesson learned is stick with your game plan, because when you audible at the last second, we did it for the right reason, but what we did is we created probably this environment that everyone felt they had to be there at 5 o'clock. And so as a result, you put in motion a whole set of things that, even though we had more Kaibos, the Kaibos got more overfull, that more people probably drank more than they should have. Thank heavens it probably was cooler and overcast, or we would have had some other issues, probably heat stroke. And so, those are things we'll learn. They were done with the right intention, but that's what you learn from these situations. We'll be better, just like we were better with the rain delay this time than we were the first time at South Dakota State.
Well, John, I've asked you through the years a lot about football observations, but I guess we could ask you, too, as a professional, what your observations are of Iowa State's way that they handle a crowd and the way that they handle games. From your perspective, as somebody who deals with that on a regular basis, what do you think about the way that Iowa State deals with those things?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment you, your staff, Jamie, just on the coordination and the collaborative effort that you have with the public safety providers. Just phenomenal. And I know there were some issues there, minor. A lot of times they go behind the scenes. We don't even see them. We don't even recognize them. You do. We all strive for perfection. We always look for improvement. But you guys did a great job. What an environment that was Saturday.
Incredible.
It was so special with game day and all of the events. Yeah, you could have done this. You could have done that. We learned from this. We learned from that. But the main thing is, to me, is about what benefit was derived for the University of Iowa State. I mean, it was just unbelievable. I mean, with regard to the presentation of Iowa State and the fan base and how special things are here, that to me, I want to compliment you on. I thought your staff did a phenomenal job throughout the whole day handling all the adversity that they faced. We always say the first casualty of war is the battle plan.
Way to put it. I mean, you just made me think of this. I want to say this over the air. I mean, I'm sure he's not listening because he's got better things to do probably. But Chief Newton, mm-hmm. the university's police chief, you know, yeoman's job by him and his entire staff. But, you know, you just don't understand. People can't appreciate until you go behind the scenes of, you know, all the stuff he had got dumped on him extra with our opening the lots at 5, game day being there. You know, the game day crew leaning on him because they thought the weather was coming in the middle of their live show. And, you know, despite we are thinking the most important thing is all our fans and their safety, you know, I got news for you. The most important thing to ESPN was we got a live show over the live TV. It has to go on, you know. And so Chief Newton was, you know, wound pretty tight, like from 10 to 10:45 when they're looking at the radar, you know. And so, and then, you know, you're exhausted after that and you go, we haven't even started the game yet, you know. And so, but yes, a lot of people behind the scenes did a great thing. And all in all, again, was it perfect? Absolutely not. Do we have some things we need to improve on? Yes. But all in all, it was great. And our fans were great.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from ESPN?
Spectacular. You know, they told us, just tell Matt to keep winning and we'll be back.
Awesome.
I said to my wife on Sunday morning, I said, we can wait a long time before we have ESPN again because
nothing personal.
I mean, that was a long day.
Yes.
You know, it just was a long, long day. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
I know, Jamie, that I saw where something came out from the University of Iowa today about some behavior from directed toward their band. What can you share with us, and what would you like to say about that?
Well, I don't have specifics because in talking to Gary Barta, you know, that we, you know, allegedly something happened, but I don't know what, when, where. You know, and so not saying something didn't happen because I'm positive it did, or we wouldn't even be talking about this, but I don't know what it was. And, you know, all I know is that, you know, I see the police call reports after games, and unfortunately people say and do stupid things. John, you know that from your time. They just do. And you just go like, what made you think that was an appropriate thing to say or do? And so, you know, I've talked to Gary and, you know, we've asked them to, you know, to find out and get us some information because, you know, if it was something horrific and, you know, there's plenty of video cameras all around that stadium.
Yes.
You know, but we got to figure out when, where, and what so we can try to dig into that a little bit. But maybe it isn't even at that level. I don't know. What I do know is this. You know, the members of the band deserve the ultimate respect, and we love having the bands at our stadium. And, you know, quite honestly, a lot of our fans had said to me, well, why don't you put their band up in the upper deck in the top rows like our band got banished to last year in Iowa? And we chose not to do that. We chose to keep their band down front, right by the field, in great seats, because I just think having the bands there is really special, and it's very collegial, and it's part of what makes college game day exciting. Just like I had numerous people say, don't let the bands go perform at halftime because of the wet field. And, you know, those band members work their tails off just as hard as our football players to do their performance. And they've got their family and friends that want to see it. And so, you know, we didn't do that. We didn't want to deny that. And so it matters to me. And so I feel really bad if something did happen. I feel embarrassed because, you know, I'll bet if something did happen, there were several Cyclone fans that make all Cyclone fans look bad. And all of us have a duty to hold our friends, family, colleagues accountable for when they do stupid things. And so if we get information, we'll try our best to get to the bottom of it. But, you know, I feel bad for those band members if they got treated inappropriately, because that's wrong.
All right, we're going to come back with more with Jamie Pollard and our guest co-host tonight, John Quinn. Back with more on the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Applebee's after these messages on Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
As proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclones football, your premier Chevy dealers have great talent at every position. With a lineup featuring the versatile Equinox, the bold Traverse, and the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever, it's no wonder Chevy is the number one selling brand in Iowa. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find a dealer near you. Based on IHS market calendar year to date, May 2019, new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
At AgriFinance Advisors, we know better information yields stronger decisions. That's why we created AgWizard Financial Software. AgWizard will help you manage your farm finances using innovative cash flow and grain marketing tools that lead to greater farm profitability. At AgriFinance Advisors, we're here to help you make better financial decisions on your farm.
Go to AgWizard.com to start your 30-day free trial today. That's AgWizard.com to start your free trial.
Chick-fil-A in Ames and the Cyclones are a winning combination on game day. Conveniently located just minutes from Jack Trice Stadium, Chick-fil-A Ames should be your number one choice for catering. Catering is made easy for your tailgate with multiple catering options for large and small groups. Throw in the ISU Alumni Association discount and Chick-fil-A Ames is your catering headquarters. Chick-fil-A Ames, locally owned and operated and proud to support Iowa State Athletics. Chick-fil-A Ames, the home of the original chicken sandwich. Eat more chicken.
Iowa farmers are tackling water quality challenges head-on. Different fields require different actions. Iowa farmers are teaming with experts at Iowa State to understand what works best. Iowa's Water Quality Initiative is a collaborative science-based playbook helping Iowans be part of a winning team in improving water quality. Iowa farmers care about the water we share. This message is brought to you by Iowa's corn farmers and Land O'Lakes Sustain. Get in the game and learn more at cleanwateriowa.org.
Weezer Resources has been providing the best products, services, and support for all your business printing and copying needs since 1991. And Laser Resources now does large format printing right on site for all your business's custom graphics and signage needs. Big signs, bold graphics, beautiful results. That's Laser Resources, the preferred printing and copying solutions provider of Iowa State Athletics. Visit them online at www.laserresources.com or give them a call at 515-278-4050.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Call the Pro Shop or visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coach's Corner from Applebee's. Every month, Applebee's features one of your favorite bar drinks for just a buck. And this month, it is the Adios. That, according to our $1 drink special expert, Dave Sproul, is a blue Long Island. So there you go. That is the special at our Iowa Applebee's. And we're visiting with John Quinn and Jamie Pollard. And, Jamie, we were talking a little bit during the break about the field and obviously, it's a concern when you see that much rain come down in that short of a period of time. It was unbelievable to watch it up there from the press box. But, man, that field did okay.
Field held up remarkably well. And, you know, a big shout-out to Tim Van Loo, our superintendent of grounds, and his staff, because, you know, I know no fault of their own. They kind of got a little pummeled last fall with the series of it rained all fall. We had the late game with Drake, and you know, the field was beat up, and everybody wanted, you know, our society, right? Got to blame somebody, right? And so the poor superintendent of grounds got just hammered. And so he takes that very personal and worked extremely hard with his staff to get that field ready for Coach Campbell and the players. And, you know, it got tested this Saturday, and it came through with flying colors.
One of my favorite weekends at Iowa State is Hall of Fame weekend. It's a great celebration of the best to ever wear an Iowa State uniform, and that's coming up this weekend. And that's yes. Just going to be really neat. I'm looking forward to that immensely. Friday night, we'll honor all the Hall of Famers, and then on Saturday, they'll be introduced to the game.
Right. Got me a little cheat sheet here. We have reception Friday night at 5 o'clock, dinner 6 o'clock, and then the induction ceremonies at 6:30. And so we got 6 inductees this year. One out of the Heritage, Jack Fleming from basketball, but we got Jason Knutson from golf. Gina Curtis Rickert from women's track, who I don't think, unfortunately, can be there. Barnaba Courier, the men's track and field, who will be coming back from overseas, and he's one of the all-time great runners and Olympians. You know, our, you know, those folks that want to talk to me all the time about why don't we have baseball, but there's a baseball player going in, Don Wingert, from 1989 to 92. And then, of course, the bell cow for this Hall of Fame class. They're all very respected Hall of Fame members, but this is the one that will probably get most people jacked up, and that's Seneca Wallace. So, yeah. You know, and Seneca was here this past weekend, but he'll be there for the induction and part of the on-field ceremony.
Yeah, you know, I was part of the Hall of Fame committee that used to select the individuals that were worthy of getting into the Hall of Fame, and that's an arduous situation. You go behind closed doors, and everybody's you know, got a voice there about who should go in and who shouldn't. But overall, this class is just a very talented and historic class. And like you said, the icing on the cake is Seneca. And he just, we talked earlier on air, Seneca did a great job on game day.
He did. He just, you know, he represents our institution extremely well. And a large part of that, I mean, obviously, his foundation of who he is, you know, of just being able to articulate and who he, what he did. But I think what really just comes out is he's just genuinely proud to be a Cyclone, you know. And
no question.
And that's cool. Yeah. You know, I was texting him Sunday morning because, the Packers were playing and Aaron Rodgers was having a big first three series. And so I was texting with Seneca about that because, you know, Seneca was his backup. So, excited to have him there because that big smile will be much appreciated.
You know who else did a great job on game day? Shout out to Craig Floss from the Iowa Corn Growers Association for not taking himself too seriously when they were kind of poking fun at the whole trophy thing and all the things that have happened through the years. He made light of it, and I love that. You know, I mean, if we can't laugh at ourselves a little bit when life gets crazy, we're going to have a real tough time. So hats off to him.
Well, it's funny you say that because I told him that exact same thing Saturday morning after game day was over, and I went over to the Iowa Corn big tailgate, and I just said, wow, I mean, you handled that perfectly you know, sometimes you just have to embrace. I mean, it is what it is, right? And when he had the witness protection program line, that was awesome. And, you know, you got to laugh at yourself. And, you know, and then that made it okay. Like it just
versus
it being like, aha, you know, you screwed up the trophy. So all's good.
Well, go ahead, John.
Yeah, did you see Dan McCarney?
Yes.
His comments.
Yeah.
Sitting in his room down there in Florida, you know, Mr. Tan. But he had some good comments, too.
And, you know, what all I could think of was watching Dan's is, you know, so you're a football coach, and your whole life as a coach, you had all those armchair quarterbacks in their basement picking you apart, right? And so now Dan is the armchair quarterback, right?
That was good. Well, you know, we touched on it a little bit earlier, just the spotlight that whole show put on Iowa State University, and you never know how it's going to come off. And I was there live. I wanted to kind of see what it was all about, so I stayed for about an hour and just kind of watched that. And that, it seemed like it was really neat live. But then I went back and watched DVR the whole game day show. And man, I don't know that you could ever come up with a better 3-hour advertisement for our university than that was.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so I kind of did something similar to what you did. I went down there like at 7 just to see what was going on, but I went back to my office at 7:45 because I wanted to watch the cut-in live because I knew they were going to do the Cyclone Alert. And, and, you know, they rolled into that awesome.
It was great.
And then I came back out there probably about 8:45 and stayed to 11. And, you know, every time they had the back shot and you saw Iowa State University up there, I mean, you'd have thought the people that designed that thought they were going to get game day someday. I mean, I wonder.
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
You know anybody that was part of that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that was.
But it was a perfect setting.
It was great for the band up there. That was a great spot for them. And the number of fans that just had all that enthusiasm surrounding the stage, I mean, you could tell that the ESPN people even thought it was special, and we've seen it for basketball too. And
yes,
game day was here for basketball.
Okay, you're showing off pictures here.
I am.
Of being a game day.
My wife and I are right there. I mean,
okay, you got to turn that this way so they can see it on camera. Look at that. Look at that.
First and foremost, this is a radio show.
Oh, sorry. Jeez, Jamie.
I don't want to split hairs, but it was cool. It was cool, and
the number of people that have sent me pictures of there must have been a way, like on Friday, that the set was open and you could go up there and get pictures, because I've had numerous people that kind of went up there and did it. And, you know, those are, you know, things that people remember forever.
Well, there's some cool drone footage just over the whole the whole experience, not just the game day set, but the whole tailgating setup, which is always special, and we know that better than anybody. But when you see it from that angle, and you just see the sea of cardinal and gold, and it just, man, it takes your breath away when you see it from that, that spot.
Yeah, we, you know, I was asked on Saturday, like, what was the feedback? And I said, well, it's probably too early to know exactly, but I said my anecdotal feedback is the number of my peers nationally that were texting me during it saying, wow, this is really cool. You guys look awesome on there. You know, and that means a lot to me because those are people that, you know, are in this business and have either had it or would love to have it. And we're, you know, just commenting about how special Iowa State looks. So that's great. Great for Matt for recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think there's so many. And they weren't the only staff that probably had some recruits around enjoying the fruits of that. But we're going to come back with more with Jamie Pollard. And our thanks as well to Matt Campbell, who joined us earlier in the show. We're on the Cyclone Coaches Corner. If you have a question or comment for Jamie, reach out to us via Twitter with hashtag CyCorner. We're at Applebee's and Ames, and we'll be back after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service, and they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies, and that's something you can always count on.
Nobody ever said farmers couldn't change. And if they did, they don't know farmers. Because now, we use future-focused technology with advancements in seed, crop protection, and digital agriculture. Because now, we have Corteva Agriscience, a U.S.-based company focused on developing the next generation of farming for the next generation of farmers. Together, we can show this world what we can make of it. Learn more at Corteva.us.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
Flu season. It'll get here before you know it. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Save yourself some worry and get your flu shot today. Plus, use your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card and you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas. There's no appointment necessary, so why wait for the flu to get you? Visit your Hy-Vee pharmacy and get your flu shot plus your 20 cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount today. Some restrictions apply.
Every team needs the right players in the right positions to provide the winning combination. It's no different with insurance. You need to have the right coverages on the right policies for the right price. IMT Insurance is proud to partner with independent insurance agents to offer auto, home, and business insurance for you and your family. Together, we'll help customize an insurance plan for you. Find your local IMT agent at imtins.com.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto pay paperless billing required.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's and Ames. Join us at any Iowa Applebee's for half-price appetizers every night after 9. We're visiting with Jamie Pollard, and John Quinn is our guest co-host tonight. And we always encourage your questions via Twitter with hashtag CyCorner. And Terry would like to know, is this the last year for parking lot G6 due to the new intramural fields?
No, not necessarily. I mean, what will probably happen is G6, there's still going to be a lot on that end.
Okay.
And then there's also going to be a new lot in between the two major rec fields, which I don't know, that may be called the modified G6 or it'll be G6A. So no need to panic. Those people that park in that space will have spaces.
Okay, another one here from Roger, our friend Roger, Lake City, Florida.
Yeah, Roger, yes. And I know he's listening. He told me, he emailed me last week to say he was listening.
There's no question. He's always going to listen. He says, I got the impression that there were way more than 61,500 fans there that didn't have tickets to the game. Is that right?
Well,
did you ever get a number? Do you have a guess?
Everybody guesses. And, you know, so there was 100,000. Who's going to dispute it, right?
Well, ESPN said 150. Yeah. I mean, they might have exaggerated a little bit.
90,000 people outside the stadium. Yeah. Now, there was just a lot of people outside the stadium. I'll say that. Yeah. And how many that were, I have no idea. But if ESPN says it's 150,000, I mean,
we'll roll with it.
The media is always right.
We will.
The worldwide leader in sports is right.
Sean, what's on your mind?
Well, actually, Jamie, you know, you talk about the great athleticism and all the events that have transpired at the university, you know, with all the programs, not just football, basketball, women's, men's. The big thing is the student athletes and their academic achievements. Can you kind of talk about that and the accomplishments that we've had with our university athletes?
Well, you know, so we just Friday night had our annual kind of State of the Union with our top level donors. And, you know, that was one of the big thrusts of what we communicated for how this last year goes, because most know what happened athletically because that gets talked about to nauseam. But on the academic side, you know, we had arguably our best year ever in the history academically, our highest graduation rate of 91%. When that will come out here shortly. You know, the number of student athletes that had 4.0s or almost like 60% of our student athletes being above 3.0. And it's just phenomenal how well they've done. We, you know, both semesters they outperformed the students in the other 35,000 plus students on campus from a GPA standpoint. So, and I think we've done that now maybe like 26 the last 28 semesters. So our student athletes do extremely well in the classroom, and they should, because, you know, if you really think about it, they're high achievers. And, you know, what we try to share with them is, you know, if you can be excellent on the field or on the court, you know, why don't you apply that into the classroom? Because that's going to be what's going to help you really, you know, in your life. And you know, most of those student athletes get that.
Yeah, it's easy to say. It's also difficult to do because you've got a full-time job there with just your athletic investment
right
inside the programs that you're involved in. But there are a lot of obligations that they have just go
yep
that transcend beyond even just the sport they're in. And one of them is the academic environment. And you guys have done a great job of allowing an atmosphere to really be present there and permeate through their goal of achieving those academic goals.
Well, and, you know, and that kind of speaks to the Student Performance Center that's coming out of the ground right now. Because, you know, you can't rest on your laurels and you've got to continue to figure out how to keep improving. And so, you know, one of the things that we've just been able to, you know, talking to peers, analyzing what are best practices, and it's, you know, bringing, we have a beautiful academic center. We built that 10 years ago, but it's in the heart of campus. But at the same time, we were also dealing with the nutritional issues and dining hall. And so that Student Performance Center is going to bring all that together, where the dining hall's on the fourth floor, the academic center's on the third floor, the student support center with mental health and everything about jobs and mentoring is all on the second level. So it'll be one-stop shopping, which will further simplify that process and allow our student athletes to be more focused on what we need them to be focused on, which is, you know, being a student, taking care of their health, and then performing as well as they can in their sport.
Good stuff. We're going to come back with Jamie Pollard and wrap things up. Back with more on the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Applebee's after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Most Americans don't think about where their food comes from, but farmers sure do, and so do we. But we're doing more than just think about it. We are Corteva Agriscience. We're helping farmers achieve higher yields with seed technology options, with a complete crop protection portfolio, and digital insights driven by data. This is the next generation of farming for the next generation of farmers. Not everyone has to think so much about food and how it's grown, because there's one company that does. Corteva Agriscience. Keep growing.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, live from Applebee's. Applebee's invites you to be part of our live studio audience here on Mondays. We'll be back here again next week following the game against Louisiana Monroe as we head into Big 12 conference play with Baylor. The following week was announced today that that's a 2:30 kick down in Waco. It'll be either on ABC, ESPN2, or ESPN. As we wrap things up here with Jamie Pollard, let's talk a little bit about volleyball too, Jamie, because exciting. They've gotten a little bit of a win streak going. They beat UNI. They've won four in a row, and now they head to Iowa City for another big weekend tournament.
Well, they're 6-3, and you know, Christy doesn't ever shy away from playing a tough schedule, and so you know, her three losses are all really tough losses. But at the same time, you know, beat UNI, knocked off an ACC team this past weekend, going 3-0. So this will be another big test this weekend, and clearly we're going to need her to come through for the Cy-Hawk series because we're down right now, and so we need that win to be able to get us back into a spot.
Let's get a couple points, get the ball rolling.
Yes.
And John was asking you during the break about some of the other things that are going on.
Well, so, you know, the cross-country teams are, the men's team opens up this weekend in Indianapolis, or Terre Haute, at the course where the national cross-country meet will be, and so it'll be fun to see them compete for the first time, ranked number 5 to start the year. Soccer will be down at Memphis, taking on the number 14th ranked Memphis Tigers, so that'll be another big test for a soccer team. And then, of course, you know, Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, against Louisiana Monroe Warhawks.
What a cool deal that that's going to be an FS1 game, and all these games that Iowa State's playing this season are going to be on some kind of a really good television opportunity. That's special.
Well, the Big 12 television package has come a long ways, and you know, we'll continue to evolve as we, you know, the basketball schedules should be announced here really quick.
Yeah. And, we hope so.
You know, and there'll be, you know, some new exposures that, you know, people will either like or not like with the new ESPN Plus Big 12 Now channel on digital. And that's just, you know, that's the wave of the future. We've been talking about it on this show for the last 2 years, and now it's finally coming to fruition. So, but football, yes, you know, the Baylor game being 2:30 in the middle of the afternoon, you know, prime time telecast, that's, I think, speaks volumes to what the national audience thinks of Baylor and Iowa State, because that'll be a big, big game in the Big 12. But, you know, first things up, Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, that'll be a tough challenge this weekend.
Yeah.
They're good.
Let's talk a little bit about ESPN's Big 12 Now, because you're exactly right. It's not Big 12 later, even though Iowa State is going to be in full throttle next year, but this is the time to start getting used to what's going on with Big 12 now and to understand it. And I think Bob Bowlesby, with a very forward-thinking way of going about the new landscape in college athletics.
Well, our fans will, you know, when the Big 12 basketball schedule comes out, they're going to realize real quick that they're, even though our base isn't on it because we still have Cyclones.tv for another year, we are, as a conference, up and running. And so some of the Big 12 games are going to be moved to that platform. And so to watch some of those games, you're going to have an ESPN Plus subscription. And, you know, that's just the wave of the future. It's, you know, like saying it's going to be on ESPN or ESPN2. It's now ESPN, you know, Plus. So, but you're right. That was a big move by the commissioner to get us up and running with a digital platform. So when we go to market in 24-25, we're not trying to market a hypothetical. We'll actually have a product that'll already have a history. Mm-hmm. We'll have everybody set up at each of the 10 schools. You know, we're way out ahead because of, you know, the staff that you work with, mm-hmm. with Cyclones.tv, but not everybody was working at that level. All 10 schools will be performing at that level, which gives us a platform that'll already be ready to go to take to market, whether ESPN continues to do it or somebody else comes in and decides they want to buy it.
I think one of the things that'll be really a bonus for the fans when they sign up for ESPN Now is that they'll get to see games that they wouldn't get to see otherwise in the past. In other words, our women's basketball team goes and plays at Kansas or at Kansas State, or our volleyball team goes and plays at West Virginia, and they're going to be able to see that on there.
Where you would have had to either had purchased the equivalent of Cyclones.tv for that school,
right.
Or it wasn't even something that was being telecast. Now they all have to be telecast. So you're right, and it'll be one subscription.
Right.
And so you not only get that, though, but you get, you know, if somebody really wants to watch other, you know, there's other things on ESPN Plus
right.
Besides Big 12 now. There's a lot of conferences. There's MMA. You know, there's other things you could get for that subscription.
You signing up, John?
I am. Sign me up right now.
I already have a subscription, so
I'm ready.
All right. Good deal. Well, lots going on, Jamie. I know we want to encourage fans to come back again this Saturday and fill that stadium up and create another great environment. I think we're up to 54 consecutive games now with 50,000 plus. Just incredible to think about. Because, John, we can remember that when 48,000 was a really good crowd. We haven't been under that number.
There was sometimes 23,000 was a really good crowd.
I think,
I don't want to go that far back.
I think the pre-sold for this week is, I think it's 56. I don't think it was, I think it's 56. Maybe Justin will tell me tomorrow morning. It was 54, Jamie, but I'm pretty certain it's 56 already. So, you know, and that's awesome. You know, if you think that that's, you know, kind of our baseline now, we've come a long ways, baby. Yeah.
What time do you open up the parking lots?
There it is.
Oh, thanks. Maybe 5 a.m. because it's 6 hours before.
Right. Just
7
like last week, it'll be 5 a.m.
Whichever's earlier.
Just like last week, 5 a.m.
So it's 5 a.m. for the donors, and
that's the lots open. Yes, 5 a.m.
Yep.
Lots open at 5 a.m.
You heard it here first, John Walters.
All right. Watch the fans' guide to the game to learn more. Jamie, thank you. John, thank you.
Absolutely.
And we hope you can all join us again next week for the Cyclone Coaches Corner.
This has been the Cyclone Coach's Corner, presented by Applebee's, home of the original 2-for-20. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Hy-Vee, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone football. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cyclone Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.